It's episode 212, and we've got plugins for 0% Gravity Form Startup, advertising plugins, Ninja Forms, and a new way to redesign the back-end admin area. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you have to be hiding out there, a globe. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the great west coast of British Columbia. I'm John Overall.
Oops, unmute helps. And from the sunny shores of Southern California, I am Marcus Couch.
And of course, we got the usual great show for you today. And right off the top, don't forget, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we'd appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio giving us a thumbs up, or in the iTunes store leaving us a little review.
That's right. Every little review helps, and we'll be featuring a couple of those in just a few moments. Also, a reminder, you can follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z.
And a little self-promotion. Don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living helping people fix it when it's broke. So if you've broke it, if it's been hacked, cracked, or you've just installed something that white-screened it, you can pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And as I speak of every single week, you can use GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN149 to give you a $1.49.com domain name. It's about an 80% savings. Just enter the promo code at checkout and you will receive it. That's GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN149.
All right. And we've got some listener feedback this week, so I'll let you take it away with the first one there, Marcus.
All right, let's go with, this is actually iTunes reviews that we're talking about here. First one comes from Richard in the UK. With thousands of possible WordPress plugins to choose from, Marcus and John take the hassle out of it for you by reviewing a selection of useful plugins on a weekly basis. Being WordPress professionals, they know what they're talking about and can separate the wheat from the chaff. Excellent podcast for all WordPress administrators. Another wheat from the chaff reference.
There you go. Excellent. Thanks, Richard. We appreciate it. All right. Next one here. This one here is Essential Listening. Comes from Sugarland Tim in the U.S. The power of WordPress is in the plugins, and with over 30,000 of them, you need someone to guide you to the ones worth using. John and Marcus do a great job in presenting useful new and older standard plugins that you will want to use. Not a lot of fluff, just straight to the meat and potatoes. The audio quality can still vary a bit sometimes, but I leave every show with something useful. It is my favorite WordPress podcast.
Yeah, we're not spinning heavy metal tunes here, so I'm not too worried about the fidelity. It's just a casual conversation between John and I every week. Discovering and presenting new plugins.
Yeah, one day that'll completely change and it'll blow everybody's mind.
Yeah, there you go. All right, final one comes from Oli de Grief. That's right, Oli de Grief from Spain. And his title is very helpful. Good podcast, very helpful to find useful plugins, good quality. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Oli. We appreciate it. So as you can see, we get them from all over the globe. So no matter what iTunes store you're in, leave us a review. It'll eventually land in my email box, and we'll start shouting them out to y'all. And, hey, bonus, if you leave your web address in that review, we will shout it out here on the show.
That's right. We're backlink baiting you. Yeah. So come on.
Definitely backlink baiting you. And we've got a website for backlink baiting.
Yeah. And we'll put it in our show notes too. Yeah. So don't be shy. If you want a backlink, if you want something from us on our site, which is pretty high as far as authority and ranking and such, that's a good way to do it. So, John, that wraps it up for all the reviews from iTunes. And I think it's time to, as Sugarland Tim said, get to the meat and potatoes.
All right. Off we go then. All right. And as I mentioned last show, I am covering advertising plugins. I've got three more this show and probably a couple more next show as I've been digging deep into the advertising plugins to find that ultimate replacement. So the first one I've got here is called Advanced Advertising System. This one here, the installation, really smooth, as well as the creation of zones for advertisers, the advertisers themselves and the banners. This one had it all beautifully separated out in that perfectly understandable thing. But there was a small glitch in getting it to display properly in the widget. I'm sure it ended up to be just an oversight on my part, but once I solved that, it displayed okay, but there was still a little bit of issue with the image itself. A little CSS helped cure that. All in all, I like the way this one works. It was very easy to use, very easy to set up. The biggest limitation on it was the stats. The stats were still kind of limited. Now, this is a freemium plugin. I was testing the free version. I didn't get a chance to test the pro version. I've asked the author for a copy of the pro one to see how it works. We'll let you know if he responds. But the free version, very nice. Aside from the lack of stats, very good plugin. This one here, I had to give a rating 4 dragons to, Advanced Advertising System. So check it out.
Sounds like you might have a winner on your hands.
It's almost a winner. It's the lack of stats. One of my biggest things with my biggest criteria in the plugin I have to have has to produce the type of stats I need and be easy to set up. So this one here was lacking one component, which is why it's only a 4.
Okay. Well, John, this one has a huge name, small function, but great results, and it's one of these lazy plugins that we love to talk about. It's called Gravity Forms Start Progress Bar at 0%. You kind of already know where I'm going with this one, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Every time you start a multi-page gravity form, it starts, if you have like 5 pages, it'll start on 20% as far as completion, even though they haven't filled out a thing. Ah. So this starts you at 0%, and it goes from there. So it divides it out based on 0 for the first page, and then, 50%, 70%, whatever it is next. So this one worked flawlessly for me. It really helped out as far as if someone sees 20% on a form, they might think, did I just skip past something?
Yeah.
You didn't even fill anything out. So don't confuse your form people. It's hard enough to get them to fill the form out, let alone confuse them with the form. So this one, it's called Gravity Form Start Progress Bar at 0%, and I give it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I haven't used multiple part forms and gravity forms in quite some time, but I do like that idea.
Yeah. It's great.
All right. The next one I've got here in the advertising lineup is called Ad Rotate. This one here, another one, it's a freemium plugin, but this one performs very nicely in the free version. There are lots of extras that come with the pro version. You can check those out, but it does have some decent stats. Not 100% of what I'm looking for, but damn close. They're very easy to read, very pretty. It's easy to get the ads, the zones, and groups set up and running. Some advantages of the pro is allowing your advertisers to log into their own account and see their own stats when they want to. They can also go in and create new ads on their own if they want to. The ads are held in a queue for your own review. You get the ability to schedule the ads in a campaign. With the pro version, you can schedule one ad to have multiple start and stop times, which is a really good bonus if they have ads that start and stop periodically. Like they might have an ad that runs in the spring and in the fall, and it's the same ad. You can run it for those time periods. The Pro version also has a media manager in it. I didn't check out the Pro version. I was just reading about the add-ons. So you can bulk add your adverts and manage them, kind of like working in the media manager of WordPress, but only localized specifically to the ads for it. You can also get notifications with the Pro version. That doesn't happen with the free version, but it still runs very nice. All in all, the free version on this one, pretty damn good. The Pro version looks like it's a great hit. But from the free version I tried, I had to give this one, they hit it pretty close to out of the park. Gave it a 5 out of 5 on it.
Wow.
So this is
what you decided on?
No. This one, I haven't
100%. Still going.
I'm still going. I've seen a couple more I want to check out. This one may be the one I fall back to. Oh, and I forgot the one thing that this one does, or is it? Oh, it's not this one. It's another next one down. So this one here, really close, but.
Huh. Well, I'm anxious. I'm sure the listeners, as well as I, are very curious to see which one you land on.
Well, yeah. I've got some very high standards for what I'm looking for here. So I'll keep digging until I find it. But this one here is sitting at the number one spot right now.
Okay, good. Well, John, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of tired of the admin area, the dashboard. It's kind of plain and boring. And in 10 years, it's evolved, but not too much. And there's really only a few things that you can do to customize the back end. Not anymore. Now there's Admin Rocket. It allows you to customize your WordPress back end with custom themes, custom admin dashboard widgets, and change all of your own CSS settings too. It does things like allow you to change the logo, the background, any colors. You can make it a rainbow if you want to. This widget's this color. This widget's another color. You can change the appearance and button positions of the menu. You can move the menu over to the right side if you want to, John.
Sweet.
You can change the color of the admin bar. You can change the footer and the fonts and all that stuff within the backend area. You can redesign the login area, the WP-admin area as well. You can add media library stuff, PDFs, and you can also add Excel sheets and Word files and stuff like that to it. It has some cool post listing images in it as well. And then here's what also is nice, John, is if you have multiple authors on the site, it gives kind of it shows their gravatar and then right next to it a graph as far as how many posts that they've made in that particular time frame. So you can see kind of who's winning amongst all of your authors.
Very nice. That's cool.
Yeah. So I thought this was a really great plugin, sort of tough to use when you first get started. So it's not for everybody, but then again, I don't think the novice would be tinkering around with changing the admin area in the back anyway. The one really cool feature that I thought about this, John, is in addition to all that stuff, you can import and export your settings so that you can load it up on a second website and it sets in there exactly as you had it on the first.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, totally. So it's an awesome plugin. I like it a lot. I'll probably be using this one on a few different installations that I have. But because of the fact that it's a little outside the ordinary and not everybody here will be able to use it, I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, well, my personal viewpoint just from checking it out, it looks like it's a 5 to me because I like the fact that I can, I like the fact that I can move the admin menu, change the location of them because there's things I want at the top that are always at the bottom.
Right. And you can move it to the right now.
And I like that you can stick an image in the background. That is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put your company logo back there.
Put a company logo or just a picture of the stars back there. That's just cool.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is if you do a client site, maybe you want to rebrand the entire thing.
That's
to
a
be
good thing.
You.
And rebrand.
And you can also change the WordPress logo that's up there to your company logo as well.
That'll be installed real quick to set up on my site.
All right, John, I changed my mind. Make it a 5. Play it.
All right, let's play it up. That one there hits. Yeah, that's it. It's even if everyone wouldn't use it, the things that us geeks love about it are just awesome.
Yeah, you reminded me of how cool it was. Yeah. I forgot. So, yep, 5 out of 5.
All right. Well, the last one I've got here this week for advertising is called Ad King Pro. This one here, pretty easy to use. It displays the ad display plugin was a little bit confusing in the setup as it does not fully follow normal parameters like zones, etc. They created their own taxonomy, I guess, for setting up the items. And I didn't list them out, but it wasn't ads, zones, and advertisers. It was three other things. It did have one cool item in it that I liked, and that was when you put an ad image in there, you can actually put a rollover image in there with it at the same time. So in other words, you mouse over the image would change to another one. I really like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's a really neat feature. I thought that was great. You could set up sort of like a couple of GIFs that have one message before they roll over, another message when they roll over before they click it. So I thought that was pretty cool. That was very useful. It did have some issues with displaying in the widget area. Again, CSS issue, because the biggest thing I'm finding is I need one that will display cleanly in the widget areas. And this one here was having issues displaying the image in the proper sizing. I think it's a CSS. I didn't dig deep enough. It does display with short codes, which are pretty easy to use. It actually has a built-in short code creator that allows you to create a short code based upon how you want the ads to display. So you can use a short code in multiple areas in the site. That was a really cool feature. The best part about this one was its stats. It produced some very nice stats. And the beautiful thing was it produced them as a PDF file. What I was wishing for is I could take the stats from this one, the image creation from this one, combine it with the previous plugin, and I would have my hit. So it's one of those things where two different plugins had the ideas I need, but they weren't in one spot. So at any rate, this is a great one. Because of its difficulty in setting up and a little bit of confusion with the not following normal parameters like zones, etc., I had to give it a 3 dragon rating. So Ad King Pro, really nice one. If you can get used to the differences, probably a great one. So check it out.
Still no takers, though, No. Still no big winners.
Not yet. We've got one sitting at the top, and we'll find out maybe next episode what I finally landed on, because I've got a few more to try, and we'll let you know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about a cool plugin that, you know, I use Gravity Forms typically. John, I know you do as well.
Yep.
But I'm starting to find that Gravity Forms is getting a little lame as far as it's being upgraded, all these other things happen with it. But the layout of it still has never evolved. It's always the same. It's always the same as far as putting your form together and adding this field and that field and having to click on the little down arrow in the window and change it on the inside and all that. I love it for conditional logic and things like that. But I want to talk about something that we really don't talk about on this show. And those of you who have listened to WordPress Weekly, back on the 11th, we talked to the creator of this plugin. This is Ninja Forms. And let me give you a rundown. If you're looking for kind of that single solution across all your projects, but you're kind of still focused on the overall price tag of everything, Gravity Forms is probably the way to go. But if you're more focused on features than cost, and you really want to kind of push this cost over the course of several sites or projects, then Ninja Forms is the way to go. I'm going to talk about Ninja Forms here and some of the things that it can do. It does everything that Gravity Forms does, except I'll just kind of give you a side-by-side comparison, since we all know what Gravity Forms is and what it can do. It can do AWeber, MailChimp, Campaign Monitor, as far as email integration from different providers. But it also does two other ones, which is Mad Mimi and MailPoet, so it can do those. Can it create posts with form submissions? Yes, and so can Gravity Forms. But you have to have an added plugin to that, to Gravity Forms, to get it to do that. Ninja Forms, it comes out of the box. Can you create users from the forms? Yes, both Gravity and Ninja can do that. Multi-step forms, multi-page forms, yes, both can do that. They can both upload files in forms. Let's see. Let's talk about e-commerce for a second. Collecting cash. Everybody takes PayPal across the board. You can use Stripe with Gravity Forms, but you have to go buy another plugin. This one has Stripe integrated into it. It doesn't do things like display the form entries, neither does Gravity Forms. Here's what it's cool. Here's what's really cool, John. Ninja Forms allows you to pause and resume the form. So if you didn't fill that out completely and you come back, it's where you left it, as far as that goes. It is the best as far as styling the form that I've seen, and it integrates with tons and tons and tons of different kinds of back-end, third-party apps, additional plugins and applications, things like that. It works really well for that. So it's, in my eyes, just as good function-wise as Gravity Forms. And I think layout-wise, it's leaps and bounds beyond it. So it's called Ninja Forms. I highly recommend checking it out. And I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I'll have to give it a shot and see how it works.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that I gave a side-by-side comparison of Gravity Forms, because that's what we're all used to.
Yeah, well, I've been using Gravity Forms since I discovered them 4 years ago. So...
Yeah, the problem is they haven't discovered anything new in 4 years either. They, Gravity Forms.
They haven't done a lot, but it's still better than a lot of the other free plugins out there. So,
yeah, I love Gravity Forms, especially and what drew me to it was the fact that you could create special notifications and additional notifications. So if somebody filled out a form, you can put one layer on it to tell the admin or not. Then you can make another level that maybe, let's say, if it's a bowling league, maybe the team captain or something wants to see who signed up for their team.
Yep.
That's a good way to do it. So Ninja Forms is what it's called, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Excellent. All right, so we covered up in this episode, I covered up Advanced Advertising System, which I gave a 4 to. Ad Rotate, which I gave a 5 to, which is winning the race right now. And then Ad King Pro, which I gave a 3 to, which has the features I want, but some of the features I don't.
If we could just Frankenstein them into one.
That's all I need,
great.
Frankenstein them together.
Okay, well, fives across the board. For me, Gravity Forms start progress at 0%, which, by the way, Ninja Forms starts at 0. 5 out of 5. Admin Rocket, 5 out of 5, which lets you change the back-end layout of the admin area. And Ninja Forms, which we just talked about, gave that one a 5 out of 5.
All right. So if you're a little commercial for you, if you're tired of the same old stock photography, check out CanadaStockPhoto.com, featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images, mainly because I know the photographers. And new images are being added daily and weekly to the site. So check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And to save 30% on your next WordPress hosting plan or any other hosting plan, or for that matter, anything except domains, I think, you can use GoDaddy coupon code PLUGIN30 and save yourself 30%. That's any hosting plan, any term length, GoDaddy coupon code PLUGIN30.
And if you got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time over at the iTunes store, giving us a review, bumping us up there. Over on Blueberry and Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button while you're listening.
That's right. And make sure you leave your link in that review as well. And we'll read that and give it to you in show note form on the show.
You bet.
All right. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can drop me an email to john@wppro.ca.
Yeah, and you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter, @MarcusCouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter, @WPPluginsA2Z.
That's all we got for you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.